October meeting of the Steuben County Legislature to order. I'd ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Present.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Hanna.
Here.
Mr. Horton.
Here.
Mrs. Lando.
Here.
Ms. Latimer.
Here.
Mr. Mayo.
Here.
Mr. Malter.
Here.
Mr. Mullen.
Here.
Mr. Nichols.
Here.
Mr. Potter.
Here.
Mr. Roush.
Here.
Mr. Ryan.
Here.
Mr. Shue.
Here.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Here.
Mr. Van Castle.
Here.
Mr. Van Otten.
Here. All right, we have a quorum. I'd ask Mrs. Lando to lead us in the invocation and Mr. Shue for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Let us pray.
Dear Lord, as we end National Substance Abuse Prevention Month, we pray for those who are in recovery. We also pray for unity and peace within our country. We ask your guidance as we do the people's business today. In your name, amen.
Amen.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we have some certificates of appreciation.
Dan McRae, please come forward.
I did hear my name.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Down through the gauntlet.
The gauntlet.
Dan, Steuben County Legislature would like to recognize you after 24 years of service on your retirement from the county.
Thank you.
Certainly.
Yeah, go down to the. I've had a very, very exceptional experience. I'm blessed to have worked for the county, and I hope I did the county justice.
Thank you very much.
Yep, thank you. And thank you.
Mr. Spagnoletti.
Hello. Oh.
Would you please come forward?
I don't know that we've met. Mr. Spagnoletti, the Steuben County Legislature would like to recognize you on your retirement after 29 years of service with the county. Congratulations.
Pat Donnelly said, when I leave, I should leave on a high note. But I do have to get some bitterness off my chest. In baseball, if you hit 300, you're having a good year. In the county softball league, if you hit 450, you're having a good year. So I was right that close to the 450. I hit the ball perfectly. The sound, the feel. Line drive single into center field. I had it. I start for first, and there I see Aaron Mullen playing center field. I knew what he was up to. He was going to charge the ball and throw me out at first. So I stretch it to first base. Not only did the throw beat me, I pulled the muscle in there. Now, this one, I'm never going to be able to forget. I can forget a lot of stuff. That I can't forget. But on top of that, the people in the department, they wanted a little party for it. I said, okay, but we've got to keep it small. It's going to just be the people from the department and one or two other people. And then I remembered, they're in Mullen.
Join the meeting.
Looking down at months, I don't know, years ago, he had said, I'm going to speak at your retirement dinner. Then I thought, uh-oh. I'm only writing public works. So I call him up. I said, Aaron, it's just going to be for public works people. I can't have you come there and not the other legislators. It's not going to be right. And he said, not only you are not inviting me, you're telling me not to come. He said, do I get you straight? I said, yeah, that's pretty much it. He took it fairly well. I think everything was all right. So Friday night, we're sitting there getting ready for the dinner, talking. In walks Aaron Mullen. Not only did he stay and have dinner that I paid for, during the roast, he got up with charts and mimicked. Now, good job. Jen, I know you're supposed to advise them on the law, but could you have like a minimum set of way to act? Minimum decency? My father came here 100 years ago by himself, and through all that he and my mother accomplished, they didn't verbalize it, but they embedded it in us that this place was a place where you, your family could move to a better place. You had to work very hard. It was a tough place. And in all his dealings with government at different levels, he said, you know, there's a lot of them that it's in them to be honest. And that always impressed me. And when you hired me, it was an honor for me. It was also, I was to us, to our family, I was walking into a sacred place, a place where things could be made better for the people, suffering could be lessened. So you honored me, you honored my family. I will always appreciate it. And I thank you for all you've done for me.
Mr. Mullen, hopefully your charts had a lot of yellow post-it notes and red markings on them.
Can I say something? Sure. Briefly? Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say that I think that Vince has been the finest department head that I've had the pleasure to work with here. And that's not to say anything about anybody else's performance, but I really enjoyed the candor and whatnot that you've dealt with us with. And I'm just so glad that your performance here at the county was better than your softball base running skills. Thanks a lot.
All right, moving on, Mr. Caudill has the interns here. Do some introductions.
We do. And I too have Aaron Mullen stories, but I will hold on to those for another day. Give me a second here. All right. So this is our annual opportunity, actually biannual opportunity, to bring students in with the Youth in Government program. And I appreciate your support of that program over the course of years, over 35 years, to have students come in, see the inside out of how you guys operate. One of the students, we just as an aside, they did observe last month your administrative, just a couple of weeks ago, administrative committee meeting. And one of the students said this morning that you all look much friendlier in person than you did on the television. So we're in good shape today. I do have seven students total. Four of them are from Bath and three of them are from Hammondsport. We had a couple of other student or schools that were interested, but everything's a challenge for the schools right now. And in one case, the students said they wanted to wait. Hopefully it was fully virtual or fully live next time around. These students are going through four in-person sessions and three Zoom sessions. That's how we can kind of do the hybrid approach a little bit. And I do want to give you a little bit of a heads up that they will be looking to do conduct the interviews with you all. We did it last time by Zoom. We had two or three students do it with two legislators at a time. The date I'm looking at that is November 30th from 10 to 11. I will be sending you an email for that. Obviously, we can't, unfortunately, have everyone do it. There's just more of you than there are of them. But again, I'm going to be sending you an email, and that date is November 30th, 10 to 11 p.m.
A.M.
A.M.
They're probably up.
No, I meant 10 a.m. to 11. 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. No, I'm kidding. A.M. And these students also will, at the end, as tradition, doing a simulated session at the end of the semester. So probably in early January. I'm still working on that date. So, as I said, I do have seven students, and I will introduce them, gladly introduce them to you, starting with the Bath students, actually alphabetical, but from Bath, Sophia Becken. Sophia plans to attend college for a master's in aerospace engineering, like the rest of us. She has served on the class council and on student council and currently is president. She attended Girls State, serving as the senator and county environmental commissioner. In that experience, I believe this past summer, plays flute, also participates in academic all-stars, environmental club and ski club, and let's throw the yearbook in just for fun. So a busy young lady, Sophia Becken. Yes, guys, I'm going alphabetical, so you can probably figure out who's next. Danielle Bennett from Hammondsport. Danielle has served as a student class president for 2 years. She is also in the National Honor Society, plays volleyball on the ski club. She loves cooking and swimming and also reading. When the first time around, I asked everybody, what was your favorite movie? And she said she'd rather read a book than watch a movie pretty much any day. So she's a reader. Also, like the rest of us, she is a scuba diver and goes on scuba trips with her family. So Danielle Bennett. Also from Hammondsport, Anya Brown. Plans to attend a four-year university and major in international relations. Has spent last year in Germany with the Congress Bundestag Youth Exchange, program operated by the United States Department of State. And while you're letting that sink in for a little bit, I'll tell you she is also on student council, academic all-stars, and the drama club. So Anya Brown. Sydney Burns is from Bath. Plans to attend college to study biomedical engineering. She serves as class president, also participates in academic all-stars. I believe we really could have an academic all-star team out of these seven students that would take care of the county for sure. In addition, she also participates in the Women's Empowerment Club, the Spanish Club, plays soccer, basketball, and outdoor track and field. This past summer, she represented New York at the Oak Ridge National Laboratory provided by the Appalachian Regional Commission. And she is Sydney Burns. From Hammondsport, Amelia Johnson. She plans to study psychology. She has serves as the vice president for her class. She has played soccer and participates in the drama club. Really enjoys cooking and baking. In fact, enjoys her job working at a restaurant. I forgot to ask which one, but she enjoys her job as working in food service in a restaurant. So Amelia Johnson. Bram Pomplas is from Bath. Bram plans to attend college to gain a degree in political science and government, following that up with a law school. Participates in All-State Symphony Orchestra and the Area All-State Orchestra. He is an 8-time Fleet Keel competitor. We all know what that means, right? The All-Ireland Music Competition, the world's largest celebration of Irish music. Just for fun, let's throw in the ski club, varsity, swimming, and scored a goal yesterday or the day before, right? Yeah, and plays soccer on the Bath Haverling. So, Bram Pomplis. And last, certainly not least, Jax Wood. Jax plans to pursue a liberal arts degree. He has participated in the art club and drama club. He writes poetry and stories on the multimedia platform Comiful. Is that pronounced right? Oh, good enough. Oh, yay. Also enjoys sketching and coloring. Jax Woods. I just really quickly want to share a couple of the observations. The students do journal entries after every session. A couple of the session, one of the comments was that it's the committee process, after observing you all in meeting, felt it was very similar to what they do in their student council. It was nice to see that our council is run similar to real world government. Another one was that today was the first day of youth in government, and by far I learned more practical information than in school. So yes, that may be my favorite comment. And one last one I'll leave you with. Students said that many think of government as strict and unchanging, but seeing something as simple as reclassifying a job title, which happened in the last administrative committee meeting, sheds light on the flexibility of government. So they are learning, they are perceiving, and learning from you all. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Cottle. One extra note for the students. Would anyone who was a prior county intern raise their hand? So as you finish out your college careers and start working, make sure you stay in public service and run for a town council job, city council job, do anything on a planning board, zoning board, but be involved, because it's the people in the communities that run the local governments. All right, we will now go to comments by members of the public. We'll call you one at a time. Please step up to the podium where there's a microphone, and you have 3 minutes to speak.
Eileen Schmidlin from Corning.
Good morning. I am Eileen Schmidlin, a representative of a grassroots organization named We the People, Twin Tiers, New York. We are only 1 month old. At this point, we have 100 members, but are growing fast, and know that we represent the same concerns as hundreds of other Steuben County residents. Over the past 2 decades, we have seen a movement towards elimination and complete disregard for United States citizens' constitutional rights. The past 2 years has accelerated this process significantly. Forced business closures, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, critical race theory, parents having no say in school with regards to what their children are taught, loss of the right to travel, loss of freedom of speech, loss of the right for informed decisions, and the list goes on and on. We are being stripped of our God-given constitutional rights to life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. It is a very concerning time to be alive as we watch our liberties erode. We are here today to ask for your help and support. As our county legislators, we appreciate all that you do for our county. We have been doing a great deal of research and have learned that you as legislators actually have more influence on protecting our liberties than either the New York State or the federal government. We are researching the concept of becoming a constitutional sanctuary in Steuben County and hope to present the process in a longer format at future meetings. This ideal has recently been implemented in Cattaraugus County and two other counties in Nevada. There are other counties in New York State also working on this concept. In the meantime, we are asking you, as Steuben County legislators, that you please review the Constitution and its amendments and reflect on the oath that you took for the office. Please ask yourself, what can I be doing to better protect the rights of the citizens of Steuben County that I represent? We trust that you find this situation as concerning as we do, and look forward to getting to know each of you better in the upcoming months as we embark on the process of better supporting our God-given and constitutional rights in Steuben County. Thank you very much for taking the time to listen to me today about our group's concerns. God bless you all, and God bless America.
Joseph Simmons of Painted Post.
Good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the opportunity and the privilege to address you here today. I too represent a group, the same group of concerned citizens, mostly from Steuben County. And we're here this morning to share with you our concerns regarding the COVID-19 related mandates that are truly in violation of the rights as stated in the Constitution. There are several other counties in which in New York State that are, There are several other counties, one of which is in New York State, that has been legislatively approved and designated as a constitutional county. And that would be Cattaraugus County. This movement demonstrates that we are not the only concerned citizens in this state. So we're here this morning primarily to seek your advice as to how we as citizens can work with you, our county representatives, in an effort to push back against what we consider to be extreme measures. These extreme measures are an overreach on the part of both our state as well as our federal governments, infringing upon our civil rights as well as your rights to govern this county. Thank you for allowing us to express our concerns. And can we answer any questions that you might have at this time?
So as part of the public comment section, there are no questions
okay.
given. We just allow residents to get up and speak for 3 minutes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Scott Austin of Painted Post.
Thank you for hearing us, and I am Scott Austin. I did bring a copy for each one of you of the Constitution of the United States. And it's extremely important that we finally find our way back home to this. We have lost our way. And I don't know how many of you know Mulberry versus Madison. I would hope the attorney does, but for those of you who don't know what Mulberry versus Madison is, Mulberry versus Madison was settled in 1803, and it stated that no law can be written. No law is above the Constitution. And the Constitution is set forth to protect the laws that God gave us at birth, okay? It guarantees those. And Mulberry versus Madison settled that. So any mandate, any edict, anything like that, that goes against our life, our liberty, or our property is an illegal act. And therefore, nobody has to abide by it. And somehow we've gotten away from that. So I'm hoping to share these with you guys. I mean, thank goodness for you students being in here. I'm like, man, God's answer to prayer. Because we do have some kids in here, and maybe you guys can find a way to get this turned back around. Okay. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. You could set those on the, set them right on that desk, Mr. Austin, and the legislators can grab them.
Right here?
Yeah, thank you.
There's a couple extra.
Set it.
Unless there's anybody on the call, on Zoom, that would like to speak. Going once, going twice.
All right, public comments time is over. Move on to item number 8, public hearing.
Notice is hereby given that the Steuben County Legislature will hold a public hearing at the Legislative Chambers, Bath, New York, on the 25th day of October, 2021, at 10 a.m. upon County of Steuben Local Law, tentatively number 6 for the year 2021, waiving the residency requirement for full-time Steuben County Assistant District Attorneys. All persons are invited to attend and be heard.
Is there anyone that would like to speak? If not, we'll declare the public hearing closed. Move on to number 9.
Notice is hereby given that the Steuben County Legislature will hold a public hearing in the Legislative Chambers, Bath, New York, on the 25th day of October, 2021 at 10 a.m. for the purpose of hearing public comments on the Steuben County Community Development Block Grant Project, Steuben County Well and Septic Replacement Program. All interested parties are invited to attend and be heard.
Is there anyone that would like to speak on this community development block grant? Mary was going to answer that.
No.
All right, we will declare that public hearing closed. Moving on to 10, adoption of the minutes from the previous meetings.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Any reports of standing committees? Reports of special committees? We do have a budget workshop at the close of this meeting. Reports of county officers? And any announcements? Mr. Ryan?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to take a moment and introduce the current supervisor, town supervisor of Thurston, Miss Wendy Lozo. Would you stand, please? Hopefully she will be our next District 9 legislative rep. With a little luck.
Spiritella.
Yes, I would like to just take a moment to recognize the passing of Ted Bennett, who is a 40-year legislator for the Chemung County. Ted was the chairman of the I-86 coalition that worked tirelessly to see the conversion of Route 17 and I-86 through Steuben and Chemung counties. Even after his retirement from the legislature, Ted continued to lobby for the I-86 program, believing in the advancement of this project was extremely important to the economic development of our area. I feel it's important to recognize Ted for his passion to bring this project to fruition for Steuben and Chemung counties and beyond. Thank you.
Thank you. Ted was a good man. We also lost a highway superintendent in the town of Corning, Dylan DeWert, at the age of 58, who died of pancreatic cancer. He was a good guy. May they rest in peace. All right, if nothing more, we'll move on to the general orders of the day. Would the clerk please call or please read Resolution 1?
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer. Matters pertaining to county real property tax sales, corrections of assessments, property taxes, and other real property acquisitions and dispositions.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any comments? Not. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Resolution 1 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 2?
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten. Receiving and accepting the October 25th, 2021 communications log as prepared by the Steuben County Manager's Office.
Second.
Any comments? Not this by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 2 carries. Please read Resolution 3.
Introduced by Mr. Malter and Mr. Hsu. Adopting local law tentatively number 6 for the year 2021, waiving the residency requirement for full-time Steuben County Assistant District Attorneys.
Second.
Any comments? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
He's gone.
Mr. Ryan.
No.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Feritella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
No.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
No.
Mr. Malter.
Yes. Resolution 3 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 4?
Introduced by Mr. Malter and Mr. Swackhammer. Authorizing a contingent fund transfer.
Second.
Any questions? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Yes. There he is.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Feritella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Resolution 4 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 5.
Introduced by Mrs. Feritella and Mr. Swackhammer. Accepting and appropriating unmet needs funding.
Second.
Any questions? So if I can just take a second to explain to the interns, the way this process works is you might think we're all a bunch of yes men because we're just flying through these. We're not. All of these are discussed in detail at committee meetings, which you all called in and listened to in a committee meeting. So once they make it through committee, they come to the full legislature and then we all vote on them. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Feritella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes. Resolution 5 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 6?
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer. Authorizing the appropriation and transfer of unassigned general fund balance to the Economic Development Fund.
Second.
Any questions? Mr. Potter.
What was the reason for the over expenditure of this fund?
It was essentially revenue that hasn't been collected. The revenue that we budgeted is gaming revenue from the Seneca Nation. And as you are aware, the Senecas have been holding those payments and I guess negotiating with New York State about what those payments will be. And each time, each year, we think that the logjam is going to break, but it hasn't for a number of years. So at some point, you're appropriating this fund balance to the Economic Development Fund. At some point when the settlement happens, you get a slug of money that you could put either back in the Economic Development Fund or to replenish, make up for this.
Thank you,
Mulder.
Yeah, so how much has that accumulated to at this point?
That we're owed?
Exactly. If we succeed in the lawsuit or whatever, how much back is owed to us? Do we have any idea?
A little short of $2
million. Thank you.
Anyone else? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Feritella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malcher.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Resolution 6 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 7?
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer. Authorizing the closing of two completed capital project accounts.
Any questions? Not with the clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Resolution 7 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 8.
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer. Authorizing the appropriation of revenue for two capital projects.
Second. Any questions? Not. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malton.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Resolution 8 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 9?
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer. Authorizing interfund transfers from several capital project account numbers to newly created capital project account numbers.
Second.
Questions? And this is, according to Ms. Harvey, part of the new Munis system. Basically the same capital projects. They need just different account numbers, a different structure. So would the clerk please call the roll?
Hammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Resolution 9 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 10.
Introduced by Ms. Latimer and Mr. Swackhammer. Allocating a portion of the funds received by the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 to Cornell Cooperative Extension of Steuben.
Second.
Any questions? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Resolution 10 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 11.
Introduced by Ms. Latimer and Mr. Swackhammer. Allocating a portion of the funds received by the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 to the Soil and Water Conservation District.
Second.
Any questions?
Jack, can you just give a short summary of what we're doing here?
Sure. So, well, I guess for the intern's benefit, so a little bit longer. Steuben County, like all other municipalities under the American Rescue Plan, have received funding both to replace lost revenue during the pandemic and then also for restricted purposes. So this legislature has opportunities to look at different investments they can make, and some outside agencies have approached the legislature with requests, and this being the largest thus far. You have done, you know, less than a handful of requests. Soil and water, and I'm sure Mr. Caudill will, you know, give you, even though it's not a county agency, we contract with them, he'll give you a rundown, and certainly Public Works will, about the importance of what soil and water does. But they have been delayed during, you know, the economic uncertainty during COVID. The grants to the Soil and Water Conservation District have been essentially delayed. So they're about a year behind in revenue to do project stream bed stabilization and important projects for our waterways and for our landowners. And so Mr. Parker from the Soil and Water Conservation District has requested these funds that will go directly into projects to, you know, ensure they don't have that gap in funding. So it'll essentially do, I think he said, 18 projects.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Not with the clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Resolution 11 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 12.
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer, amending the investment policy of the County of Steuben.
Second.
Questions? Not with the clerk, please call the roll.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes. Resolution 12 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 13?
Introduced by Ms. Latimer, declaring the Woodlands Community Incorporated project a Type 2 action for the purpose of the New York State Environmental Quality Review Act.
Second.
Any questions? All right, would the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Abstain.
Mr. McCastle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Resolution 13 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 14?
Introduced by Mr. Nichols, authorizing the county manager to enter into an intermunicipal agreement with the town of Tuscarora for the Thompson Road Bridge.
Second.
Any questions? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malton.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
I'll abstain because I'm Tuscarora supervisor.
But you still support the project.
I support the project.
As the supervisor.
Yes. Yes.
The vice chair of Public Works will have to introduce the resolution then.
Do we need a new motion to do that?
If the vice chair is okay with that. Are you all
ready? Who's the vice chair?
We're good. We can just change it.
Oh, I didn't realize that. It's going to create a problem.
You introduced it naturally as chair, so.
Okay.
It's just changing it on this. We know you brought it about anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. You normally create problems.
Yeah. I can do that.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Mrs. Patrick.
Yes.
All right. Resolution 14 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 15?
Introduced by Mr. Malter and Mr. Shue. Waiving Rule 16B of the Rules of Procedure and authorizing the creation of one full-time assistant conflict defender position.
Second.
Any questions? Not with the clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malton.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
All right, resolution 15 carries. The clerk, please read resolution 16.
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten, setting the date and time for a special legislative meeting for the presentation of the 2022 budget.
Second.
Which will be on Friday, November 12th at 10 a.m. in this chamber. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 16 carries. The clerk, please read resolution 17.
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer, directing the filing of the tentative budget and the budget message with the clerk of the legislature and fixing the time and place for the public hearing on the tentative budget.
Second.
And that public hearing will be on the 15th, no, the 22nd.
22nd.
At 11:30 following our regular monthly meeting.
Correct.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution carried. Yeah. Do we need a motion to do that?
Yes, 18 through
20. We'd like to group 18 through 20 to
get. I'll make the motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. No, we're going to do the reading. Yeah.
Been creative with the reading.
Sure.
Okay. Fixing the time and place of the public hearing on the completion and filing of the assessment roll for the Marsh Ditch Watershed Protection District, the Upper 5 Mile Creek Watershed Protection District, and the Moca Juanita Lakes Protection and Rehabilitation District.
Very good.
Second. Okay.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 18, 19, and 20 passed. Would the clerk please read resolution 21?
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten, directing the closing of all Steuben County offices on Friday, November 26, 2021.
Second.
Closed for Black Friday, but all of our goods are sitting off Long Beach.
In the ocean.
In containers. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 21 carries. Clerk, please read resolution 22.
Setting the date for the December 2021 meeting of the Steuben County Legislature.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 22 carries. Clerk, please read resolution 23.
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten. Setting the date, time, and place of the meeting for the organization of the Steuben County Legislature for the years 2022 and 2023.
Second.
Any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 23 carries. Would the clerk please read resolution 24?
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten. Supporting Operation Greenlight for active military service members in transition to civilian life veteran status.
Second.
Comments?
What agency operates this or any detail on this?
No particular agency. It's just a memorializing resolution saying Steuben County supports the transition and will work to remove barriers. So a lot of it would, you know, a lot of it functionally would come through veteran services, but it's just a resolution in front of you affirming your commitment, which would then pass down to department heads. The other thing that we've done, and it's already in place, it looks really nice, is we have green lights for the spotlights to illuminate the courthouse from now, if you pass this, from now through Veterans Day.
So that's why this is a memorialization. Did we get a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 24 carries. And we do have one item for litigation that we need to go into an executive session for.
Motion, Mullen.
1 second. For the interns, executive session is when a body has to talk about matters that are sensitive in either personnel, legal, or otherwise determined by the county attorney as being worthy of a legal
executive session. So we close out, we go into a private meeting, kick everybody out, and we don't act on any business. We just have discussions and learn stuff. Okay. Mullen, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right, we are in executive session. Thanks for coming. The executive session.
Motion, Mullen.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion to adjourn
the regular
meeting.
Mullen.